come curriculum per il ministro della sanità della Repubblica Italiana.
Il business dell'immigrazione clandestina non si torna.
Per quello... permesso a sbarcare in Italia una nave straniera.
A voice Italy and the rest of Europe is now hearing a lot less of. Italy's pugnacious far-right anti-migrant Matteo Salvini. For more than a year as Italy's interior minister in the Five Star and League Party ruling coalition, Salvini rallied daily on social media against migrants trying to make it across the Mediterranean and against the humanitarian rescue ships that he blocked from Italian ports. He passed two so-called security decrees that canceled special humanitarian assistance for asylum seekers and that criminalized the NGO rescuers. Then this summer, his dominance in the government suddenly ended when his move to pull out of the coalition and push for snap elections backfired. He was outmaneuvered by the Five Stars and Democrats, who formed a new government.
Giuro di essere fedele alla Repubblica, di osservare lealmente la Costituzione.
And who put in place a new interior minister, as different in style and substance as you can get from Salvini, technocrat Luciana Lamorghese.
Lamorghese is not on Twitter and is not on Facebook. I mean, she's a completely different style from him.
Political expert with Rome's Lewis University, Emiliana De Blasio, points out Lamorghese's non-existent social media presence isn't the only contrast with Salvini. The 65-year-old Southern Italian is actually experienced as a migration specialist, with more than 30 years to her name working for the Interior Ministry under both right-leaning and left-leaning governments. She's helped form policies that promoted integration of migrants in both Milan and Venice. And she's the only member of Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's new cabinet with no political affiliations.
She belongs to the state, so she's an institutional woman, and mainly she's known because she worked a lot on immigration in Milan.
And, says De Blasio, she'll very likely work with other institutions and governments within Europe, but also Africa, seeking bilateral deals to reduce the flow of people to Europe.
They want to depoliticize the issue.
Migrant expert and author of La Legge del Mare, The Law of the Sea, Annalisa Camilli, says for several years now, far-right groups in Italy, boosted by Salvini, have spread anti-migrant propaganda and fear as the numbers of arrivals here have actually dropped by 80% in the last year alone. Many Italians, unaware of the real numbers and worried about their economic future, have fallen prey to the misinformation. But the strategy with Lamorghese isn't so much to counter Salvini's rhetoric, she says, but to quietly get to work on resolving some key issues.
They have seen that politicizing the issue has divided the society, and basically they want to overcome this polarized vision of the reality.
Lamorghese's low profile, says Camilli, will likely reduce focus on the issue. As Italy's lower house and Senate recently voted to approve the new government, angry protesters from the far right and five-star defectors gathered outside in Rome.
Con questo governo sicuramente nessuna speranza. Apriranno tutti I porti, sicuramente.
Walter, a supporter of the far-right Fratelli d'Italia, or Brothers of Italy party, said he expected the new government will once again open Italy's ports to migrants, which he opposes. But he also said he has nothing against the new interior minister, whom he calls a technocrat.
Ministro dell'Interno è un, per quello che so,
and while Salvini's hammering away at migration has polarized Italians into pro and anti-migrant camps, it hasn't put migration at the top of lists of concerns for Italians. Both comments from protesters here and Italian polls show unemployment and health care are the main concerns. But still, Lamorghese has a lot to tackle on the issue of immigration in Italy, creating a national policy to help new immigrants integrate, taking a lead in a Europe-wide plan for economic development in Africa to reduce the need to emigrate, coming up with bilateral deals with North African countries to repatriate those who don't qualify as refugees, relaunching EU Navy patrols in the Mediterranean, which is dependent upon changing the Dublin Treaty, so that when migrants are rescued, they don't stay in Italy, but get distributed throughout Europe. The last issue is the one Europe needs to be on board with. Megan Williams, DW Radio, Rome.